I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Exercise can be an important component of treatment for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD. Dr. Charlie Strange is here to talk about specific approaches to exercise that can help with quality of life and everyday function for people living with COPD. Dr. Strange is a professor of pulmonary and critical care medicine at MUSC. Dr. Strange, why is exercise such an important part of managing this condition?
Well, Bobby, COPD is our most common lung disease. And what happens when you can't breathe and get short of breath with exercise is that you naturally hit this wall and feel like you can't walk any farther. And what that does, it leads to deconditioning of your muscles and makes people get afraid and want to sit down and rest before they can do their normal activities of daily living.
Are there specific exercises for the diaphragm that can help improve airway health for people living with this condition?
The diaphragm is a very small muscle that divides the lungs from the abdomen and does assist with our ventilation, our ability to breathe. And you'd think that getting it strong would be important, but it's very hard to train. And although it can improve cough, it doesn't really contribute that much to shortness of breath or the big medical word dyspnea in patients with COPD.
What other types of exercise then are most important for managing COPD?
So if diaphragm strength is not quite as important in getting shortness of breath relieved, then the group of muscles that does make a big difference are leg muscles. And it's interesting to know that having strong leg muscles use less oxygen and make less carbon dioxide. That's important because carbon dioxide elimination, getting it out of our body, is the process of breathing faster. And to be able to breathe faster is hard for patients with COPD. They have narrowed airways and have a hard time getting air out through their airways that might be analogous to breathing through a straw.
So really, for people with COPD, exercising those leg muscles is really important?
It is. It means you produce less carbon dioxide if you have an athlete's muscles. And exercise of leg muscles is a long-term process. It's easier to keep your muscle strength than to recover it after it's been lost. So we want everybody to be walking every day and sometimes two or three times a day.
And I understand pulmonary rehabilitation can be an important part of helping COPD patients get going with exercise.
Yes, this is a program available throughout the state. Many of these programs were derailed during COVID, but have now mostly reopened. This is a program sponsored by Medicare in which individuals can exercise for 36 sessions, usually three times a week, with a trained respiratory therapist who can assist them overcome the fears associated with exercise.
But the idea is that when you go to rehab, someone is helping you do this exercise safely.
That is correct. They are helping hold your hand through this process to exercise even though there's shortness of breath present.
Dr. Strange, thanks for this information about exercise for COPD.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.